La Crosse's mayor has received a number of calls from people who lost their homes when the police department raided several multifamily homes and arrested 9 people on drug charges. Police called in the city inspector, and he condemned 4 buildings for safety violations. Mayor John Mettinger says he's had contact with social organizations and the housing authority to get help for people who were forced out of their apartments. Mettinger admits the city had no safety net in place.
The police department went in, the inspection department went in, and we basically gave the people to 5 o'clock to get out. I think we may have to do work on a better system here, and I know I've actually talked to Ken Dentis, city inspector, our city attorney this morning, our city planner, about this matter and how we're going to respond in the future.
Mettinger warns landlords will see more inspections of their properties in the future. He says legislation will be introduced telling landlords what they must do.
Because we have a lot of crappy housing here in the city of La Crosse, housing that you and I wouldn't want to live in. And we really don't have any regulations to force them to clean up until we get to the point of condemnation. And so, yeah, I think you're going to see some legislation introduced. I know that the landlords are probably going to be very unhappy about it, but you know, we're going to see if we got the courage to pass it.
Mettinger says he's had a few landlords tell him they do poor people a favor by offering them low rent. He says it's not a favor to allow poor people to live in slums. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.